This is a presentation from Narara Valley Baptist Church, a church that's desperate for God and passionate for people.
Now, this morning is going to be a little bit different. Instead of just hearing one pastor go on and on for about an hour and a half or so, you're going to get two of us. How exciting is that? And it's going to be a little bit interactive. I'm going to do some magic. Any kids ready to see some magic? Yeah. Any adults ready to see some magic? Excellent. We'll start off with a real quick one. I told Craig I'll do a really quick magic trick. Hands up in the air. Hands up in the air. Hands down. Hands up in the air. Hands down. This is like Pentecostal worship, Baptist worship. Yep. hands up. Hands out. Cross them like this. Thumbs down and hold. Yes, Dean. You're eating a banana in the middle of the magic show, Rachel. That's okay. I won't make you cross your arms. Let's see, kids over here. Are you doing this right? Yes, over that side. Excellent. I see some great work over here. Excellent. Now, all we do is this, Craig. Ready? One, two, three. Okay. Now, we want to get a bit of interaction from everybody. So we've actually asked Courtney Cottle to come up and do our Bible reading today. Courtney, are you there?
Yes, Courtney. Hey, let's welcome Courtney.
And she's going to read from Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5.
Even in troubled times, we have faith and confidence, knowing the pressure will develop in patience and endurance, and patience and endurance will refine our character, and proven character leads us back to hope. And hope is not a disappointing fantasy, because we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love.
Courtney. So good.
Great work.
Amazing.
Great work. Hey, Lewis, when I hear those words from Courtney from Romans chapter 5, there are four words that stand out to me. I think we're going to bring up on the screen. Mate, the four words are pressure, endurance, character, and hope. And we've been talking a fair bit about kids' hope this morning. But from what the Apostle Paul, he's a guy that wrote that particular letter, what the Apostle Paul seems to be saying here is that when we experience pressure, that it can result, if God's Spirit is involved in the midst of it, it can result in endurance and character and hope. Now, mate, I'm not a particular fan of pressure, I've got to say. Anybody here ever experienced pressure before? Yeah. That feeling of, oh, man, this is so overwhelming. There's so many things. Mr. Bolas, as a principal, you would have never experienced pressure, would you? No, there's no pressure at all. Karen, where's Karen? You haven't experienced pressure as a principal either. No, principals never experience pressure. So maybe you guys get a reprieve from this next little exercise, but go for it, Lewis.
Yep, in a group this big, I think we experience all different kinds of pressure. Like we have different ages here. I have some of my young friends down the front, and I have some old friends. I won't go there.
you're fired.
We're a diverse group this morning. So for the next couple of minutes, we're going to quickly turn into the people around us, and hopefully it's a couple of different age groups. We're going to get into little groups, and we're going to talk about the different pressures that we might face for our age or for what we are involved with. So we're going to turn in for 5 minutes. And if you have kids in your group, make sure that they get a voice in this as well. We want to hear the kind of pressures that they might face.
And then we're going to record them. So into your groups now, make sure everybody gets a turn to talk about the pressures that you face for people your age. Okay, so we're gonna start at the upper echelon, kind of the grandparents. What are some of the pressures that a grandparent would face? I need to hear from the grandparents. So grandparents, call them out. What are some of the Muzz, who's back from Europe? Well, welcome back, you and Kay. Hey, great to see you. Was that pressure overseas as you went down the Rhine River or something? Or no, what are the pressures for a grandparent, mate? All right, I'll put down grandkids. Oops. Kids. There we go. What are some of the other pressures? Grandparents. Time. Okay, a bit time poor. Okay, other pressures from the grandparent crew. Are they awake? Yes, Jenny. Elderly parents. As in being the elderly parent or having... I'm so going to pay for that. All right. I will. I will. Elderly parents. Now, I saw Sue. Did you have your hand up before? Health. Okay. Health. Sensational. Okay. Now, what about the next kind of rung down? So the parents, yeah, the parents, basically parents of little kids through to, the kids are still at home. They haven't gone empty nester just yet. That kind of bandwidth. What are some of the pressures there? HSC, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big one. At the back. Sorry? Relation, yeah, okay. Kids, friends, yep. What else? Financial pressure, yeah, good. They're a massive pressure. And they take forever. Did I say that out loud? Yeah. Yeah, it's pressure when you're out with your eldest son and he almost has a truck ran up behind him. All right. That was... Yeah, the work-family life balance. That's a good one. Beck. Yeah, raising kids properly. You must be doing that incredibly well, though, Beck, because you're about to have another one. or is it we hope to get it right this time? Yeah, great, okay. Yeah. Teenagers, just the pressure of teenagers. I like that. Teens, there we go. Okay, now, what about youth? We've got any young people or youth leaders. What are some of the pressures for youth or young leaders? Maddie, you've got to know some of the pressures, brother. Help me out. What are the pressures you see for youth? Okay, ministry stuff, yeah. You love it. You love it. Any other teenagers? Fiona? Oh, okay. So, at the back. Okay, at the back we had peer pressure. That's a good one, yeah. Okay, what about for our kids? What are some of the pressures that our kids face? Public speaking. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Public speaking. Did somebody say grand finals? Who made the GF? Hey, well done. Grand finals. Okay, anything? Expectations, and what was that one? Yeah, go. Dishwashers. Yeah. I'm going to go expectate. One moment. Hey, God, my memory ain't that great. So there was expectations and dishwashers. They're high pressure, literally. Now. Go for it. Homework. Yeah, Mr. Bolus. Very good. Very good. Yeah, up the back. Last one. Sorry. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, finding the right people to trust. Yeah, that's worth a clap. Yeah. Finding trustworthy people. That it. Whoop! Get your spelling right, Craig. Okay, that's a good list, Lewis. Oh, you're taking these things down as well.
I am. I've written down a few of my favourites there.
Okay, what were some of your favourites?
I added one actually. Oh, some of my I put down dishwasher because I also agree with that in my life. We got health there, so I put down sickness. I got the word. I put broken relationships, the financial pressure, the peer pressure, the HSC, all these things. I added youth ministry.
Youth ministry is a pressure?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a personal...
A personal one for you?
Yeah.
Good. Yep. but here's the thing. When we face pressures, of which there are many, when we face pressures, the Apostle Paul says we don't have to do that alone. We can do that with the Holy Spirit, is what Courtney read to us before. And so, and rather than just watching us go through those experiences, the Holy Spirit is actually able to use those, redeem those, we might say, and bring about the other things like endurance, character, and hope. So you've been writing those ones down there, mate.
I have. And thus begins the magic.
Ooh.
Now, pressure is an interesting thing. Pressure is sort of like when you know, when I got this pastor gig, I thought I'd leave the magic behind me, but obviously not. And so this morning, I'm up here doing a magic trick, and I tell you what, the pressure of hoping that this works is very high, because this is a very full room this morning. So let's see how this goes. But these pressures that we've written down, you know, sometimes it's a bit more than just that we like take them on. Sometimes they feel like they can almost break us up a bit, almost like tear us, because we're fragile, so we can feel a little bit torn and broken. And it's almost like all these different pressures, whether it be health or HSC or these different things, can feel like we're almost breaking. And that can be really, really difficult. This magic trick provides me with a lot of pressure, and I get really nervous doing this one because I once did it out on Valentine's Day and in a fancy Italian restaurant. This magic trick involves fire. And in the midst of this trick, I burnt off half my beard. On Valentine's Day at a fancy Italian restaurant. And
you used to look like Gandalf, didn't you?
Suddenly, yes, right. And I tell you what, that restaurant smelled like burnt hair for a very long time afterwards. Not like the beautiful Italian food. But no matter how much we break and how much pressure we go through, if we can bring in the help of the Holy Spirit, if we can bring the help of like a little bit of light, the Bible talks about light a lot. If we can bring in the help of the Holy Spirit here. Now, Gary Wardlaw, you're a firefighter. So please,
you're on standby.
Please be on standby. Thank you. Now, what happens is this. We start to get pressurized. So I need to get my... I need to get my shit here. We get pressurized like this. We feel broken. We feel under pressure. And it's like there's no hope. And it's almost like we're out there in the world to be displayed. Let's see if I can make this balance on... This is... Now, I know the roof's fallen down once before.
And we've just had the fire services go through and check that the fire alarms work.
Yes. So we do have a fire safety plan. Basically, that side, you head out that door. This side, head out that door. And then we'll be good. Okay. Yeah.
If you see me running, just follow.
Just follow. I will be the first out. Don't worry. Okay. Let's see. So you get pressured. You get put on display. Why am I so nervous all of a sudden?
I don't know. Move the beard back. Yep.
Okay. We feel pressure. We feel crushed. We feel like all these different things. But what we have is the light of the Holy Spirit. Watch carefully, just like this. Watch carefully, just like this. Watch carefully. The light of the Holy Spirit. Oh, where'd it go? Here we go. Let's see. And all those different pressures and all those different things, they turn into hope. There we go. Just like this. How's my eyebrows actually?
Your eyebrows,
are
yes.
We good? We're good.
So the Holy Spirit takes those pressures that we're facing and he produces a number of things. And the first thing, says Paul, is that the Holy Spirit produces in us is endurance. Now, Lewis, many people may not be aware of it, but you are currently in training. This is the body of a man in training.
Yes.
For a significant endurance race. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I've been running and going to the gym. You'll have to believe that in faith. I've got a goal to run a significant distance. So I've been running and I've been going to the gym. In 7 weeks, I've lost 6 kilos and I'm very hungry. That's all I can say. I've been doing the 5K park runs. I see friends here all the time. If Mr. Nicholson and Andy was running on the weekend and, Mr. Earp over here. And I tell you what, these two were like down the front. And I'm just, they were coming back on their second loop and passing me and I was super embarrassed, but I was just still running. The most embarrassing part is when the kid's this high, bolt past you, and you're like, how is that even possible? Because this whole time I've been blaming the size of my legs, like my legs are too short. And then you see these kids running past you and like, I can't use that excuse anymore. But I tell you what, it's not always easy. Sometimes you're running and you're like, I want to stop running. Sometimes you're at the gym and you're like, I feel very uncomfortable here. If you want to feel insecure, look like me and go to the gym. Honestly. But you keep pushing through. You've got to endure somehow.
You've got to continue to endure. So what we thought we'd do is to demonstrate kind of what the Spirit is doing here with us in this area of endurance. I need a parent and a child. I need three lots of those to help me out. I need a parent and a child. All right. Do you want to grab dad or mum? Is that all right? Yeah? So, do you want to grab dad or mum, Sophia? Yeah? All right. And we need one more. Do you guys... No? Okay. I need one more. Mum's saying no, no, no. Okay. Do you want to grab dad or mum? You choose. Okay. I need you to come up. Okay. All right. So I've got... All right, come on, Dad. Come on, Luke. Here we go. Happy days. All right, let's welcome them to come up. Here we go. Come on up here, guys. So, welcome. So you can stand right in front of the pink ones there, Sophia. Oh, here we go. We've got multiple children. That's great. Hey, it's a whole family thing. That's good. The family that trains together stays together, I imagine. All right, so what we're going to do, I need you each to pick up these in front of you. I'll grab these just for the moment. Lewis, can you come here and hold this so I can have two hands? So what we're going to do for about 30 seconds is I need you to do some training. So we're just going to go like that, but as fast as you can, okay? As fast as you can, all right? And then you're going to put them down after the 30 seconds. Actually, Carolyn, I'm going to need my mobile phone, if you would, so I've got a stopwatch on there. I forgot to grab that with me. And we're going to put them down after that. You're going to tell me how your arms feel, and you need to be honest. And then we might have parents assist. We'll see how we go. Okay, so, and I'm going to do a countdown from 10, and you guys can join me on 10. So, okay, lifting up weights. So it's out in front of you as fast as you can. Don't let go, because you'll take out Mark Curry in the second row there. And he won't like that. All right. Are you ready? The parents can count as well how many of these things they're doing. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. That's it. Look at them go. Come on, a bit of encouragement. Come on, a bit of encouragement. Yeah. Okay, you're almost halfway. How's it feeling? How are those arms now?
Yeah. Keep going.
You're past halfway. 10, woo! 9, 8, 7, 6, keep going, 5, 4, 3,
2, 1,
hey! All right. Next one. Okay, how are the arms?
I don't know,
yeah. You're about to pass out, right, yeah. How are the arms?
In between,
okay.
Sore.
A bit sore, okay, that's honest, I appreciate that. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to spread out a little bit now, and if you want to grab your green ones and bring down here, Mum's going to come next to you, and you're going to face this way. Mum's going to come where I am, and I want Mum to put them up, there we go. So Mum's going to be like this, and she's actually going to go like that, and actually help you there. And so we're going to do the same here, Kaz, and the same with Luke and Isla here as well. So you're going to line up that way. And I want to see how fast you guys can do it together. And then we're going to check how the arms are at the end of that. We're going to check how Luke's arms are, how they're right at the moment, mate. Yeah, sensational. Okay, you're ready to take up your weights? And we're going to encourage them again, team. You ready? One, two, three, go! Here we go. Go on, fast as you can. Fast as you can. Yeah, you so should have got Mum. Mum's a physical trainer. Yeah. Look at you two go. You're like a machine. Okay, we're halfway there. Come on, keep going. Come on. I need the Rocky music or something. Don't rip her arms out of her shoulders, Luke. Look at you two go. Okay. 3, 2, 1, stop. All right. Woo. Well done. All right. So weights down. All right. Now, are your shoulders still in their sockets? How are your arms, mate?
Yeah, they're fine.
Your arms now?
Yes.
How are the arms now?
In between still.
Mum?
Sorry. My arms are tight.
Your arms are tight. You're a PT instructor. Okay. You're done? How are you feeling? Look at you two go. Okay, so here's the thing. We each carry pressures, weights, and oftentimes it feels hard. But when we do this thing with the Spirit actually helps us to develop endurance. He gives us the capacity to be able to keep on going, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, in this case, one arm in front of the other. Thank you very much. You can head back to your seats. Thank you for your help there. Well done. I'll move these out of the way, Lewis, so I don't trip on them.
So even though these pressures that we experience aren't fun, and I'm so glad I wasn't one of these people in this moment, the Spirit not only helps us to endure, to keep going, but next He also helps us develop character.
Yeah, character is a big word. And we look at character and go, what is that actually about? Character is about the sort of person that I am becoming. It's about my attitudes and my behaviors and the things that I value. In fact, the Bible says that the Spirit wants to help us to grow various parts of our character. And it says, and we'll bring up the list up here, it says over in the book of Galatians, which the Apostle Paul also wrote, it says that God wants to develop in us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're kind of like fruit on a tree. They're kind of like fruit on a tree. In fact, as you face pressures, as hard as they might be, I wonder what part of your character God is actually wanting to bear fruit in right now. What part of your character God is wanting to bear fruit? Maybe the Spirit is going to take the pressures that you are experiencing and He wants to grow you to be a more loving, more compassionate person. Maybe the Spirit is going to take the stresses that you're feeling right now, just as you've come to church this morning, those stresses that you've got, and He wants to grow faithfulness and perseverance within you. Maybe as you face all sorts of temptations, the Spirit is going to help you to become more resilient and self-controlled. I wonder what part of those fruit, what sort of fruit God is actually wanting to develop in you.
Now, we're going to do a practical activity now.
We are. That's right. On your way in, you should have received a little post-it note in the shape of a piece of fruit. And so all the kids, you'll need to be with mum and dad at this point because they may have yours. And so you've got a bit of fruit that looks a bit like that. So if you can take that out. And what we're going to do in a few moments' time...
Should I use this one?
Oh, sure.
So this is how this is going to work. Now, we're going to think about a place that, an area that we can grow in when it comes to these fruit of the Spirit. Now, I get the wonderful privilege and joy of looking after all your teenagers. So I need to work on my patience. So I'm going to write patience on this post-it note. Oh my goodness, that's a hard one to spell. I before E.
I before E, that's right.
N-C-E. Now I'm going to take this post-it note and we're going to see if I can grow in that. Well, I've written on the wrong side. I've written on the sticky side. That's okay. But
yeah,
imagine
sure
I wrote on the
side.
Non-sticky side the word patience because it's on the inside. And we're going to see... We're going to take that post-it note, we're going to place it on the tree and see if I can grow in patience. So
yeah, we're going to see.
That's how we're going to do this.
So what we're going to do, we're going to give the Spirit just a moment to speak. And so we're going to have a quiet moment. And I want to encourage you to take a moment and say, all right, Holy Spirit, what part of my character are you wanting to grow me in? If you don't have a post-it note, there are some of our ushers who are going around now. You can put up your hand if you don't have one of the post-it notes. And we're going to ask the Spirit and say, all right, Holy Spirit, where do you want to grow me? What part of my character? We're going to give the Spirit a few moments just to speak to us. Then I'm going to ask you to write that down on your post-it. I'll pray for us and then I'll invite everyone to go. There's a tree over there near Jeff and Danielle and there's a tree over here as well. All right, so has everyone got, Julie needs one in here? Yeah. So has everyone got their, up the back, there's a, Julie needs one at the back, David as well. Okay, so has everyone got one now? I'll need one as well, thanks Will. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, it's part of who God is. So let's just have a moment, have a think, have a pray, ask God, what is it that you want to grow in me? Okay, and when you've got that, if you can take your post-it note to the tree on either side and place it on the tree and then come back to your chair again, that would be great. All right, once you've placed it up there, you might want to head back to your chair. That'd be great. Let me just pray for us at this point. God, I thank you that you give us a nudge by your Spirit about areas where you want us to grow. And Lord, I know that my brothers and sisters here are going through all sorts of pressures at the moment. And I pray that in the midst of those, you would be growing these various fruits of character in our lives. Lord, I thank you we don't have to do this alone, but that God, that you are with us through your Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So Lewis, we've seen how the Spirit can take these pressures that we all experience and produce endurance and character, but there's one other thing the Spirit does, it says, and that's the Spirit produces hope as a result of these pressures. Do you want to talk to us about that?
Now for this magic trick, I feel like setting the mood. So first, I've invited Lee up to play some nice pad sounds. Lee, could you set the mood a little bit for me? Let's see. Oh. Oh. We also have to set the mood. Can we bring these lights down, Caleb? Can we bring the lights down? Oh. And this one. Wrong button. That's the one. And now we'll make me look like one of those blue men from the... Here we go. Let's see. Oh. Oh. You know, I've been doing youth for a long, different stuff with youth for a very long time. I've been a chaplain and a Christian schools worker and taught scripture. And now I lead the youth ministry here, and I really feel like I'm in the spot exactly where God wants me to be. But throughout youth ministry, you hear a lot of stories. You hear all the good stories and you hear all the bad stories. You know, at the start of this year, we had a young person start coming along, and I won't mention his name, but he was coming along with his carer because he was suffering from sort of like severe autism. And so every Friday night, he'd come along with his carer, and very slowly he started to open up. I remember the first time he arrived, Josh Corkill came to me and said, "Lewis, this kid's arrived. What should we do?" And I said, "You know what? Just find out what he's most passionate about and just talk about that." Josh Corkill ended up spending the whole first half of the youth, about nearly an hour, talking to this kid about what he was passionate about. And I thought, that is so amazing. And after that first day, he kept coming back with his carer. He kept coming back with his carer until the organization that paid for the carer decided that it wasn't worth the funding to pay for the carer to take the youth kid on a Friday night. And it was really sad. And for a few weeks, this young man disappeared. And it was really sad. But because youth ministry had made such an impact on him, his parents and his guardians had decided that they would take turns at bringing him on a Friday night. So all throughout the last two terms, his parents and guardians have taken turns at bringing him on the Friday night because they can see that our youth ministry is a place where all these kids can feel welcome and where he is growing. And a few weeks ago, Josh was away at the snow, and we were in the middle of worship, and Liam came, and this young man came up to me in the middle of worship, I apologize, and he said, "Lewis, I just want to pray for Josh that he has a good time at the snow." We preached a sermon one time, and this young man put up his hand to receive Christ.
Yeah.
And amongst all this stuff that he faces, and all the bullying, all the social anxiety, all this different feeling like he doesn't fit in, there's always going to be hope. And it's just like in life. Life has a beginning and an end. Life has a beginning and the end, and there's all these breaks along the way. And it could be for young people in the room, it could be bullying. Maybe you face bullying. Maybe you're sitting in the room and you don't like going to school because you face bullying. Or maybe it's just the homework. Or maybe you're, no matter what age you are, you come into a room and you feel a bit of social anxiety. It's funny, I speak on stages all the time, but if I go to a party where I don't know anyone, I sit in the corner and I almost become a mute because I just can't stand being around so many people. But it's weird because I stand on a stage and I speak and it's fine. But lots of these different, and all these different pressures we talked about before, or like a young person that comes to youth and maybe they have a difficult home life, or maybe they deal with all these different things, and it can feel like we're broken, and it can feel like we're torn apart, and it can feel like life's useless, and it can feel like not going on. But it doesn't matter, because when we have the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is that, you know, when Jesus ascended into heaven, he gave the Holy Spirit that would be with us. It would be our comforter. It would be the person who would help us endure. It would be the person who would develop our character. The Holy Spirit, this one part of the Trinity, this one part of God. And when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives and we get surrounded by amazing people and we get into a good community like church, or we find a youth group, or no matter how broken life gets, no matter how many things go wrong, the Holy Spirit is always at work, and there is always hope. Just like that.
Well done, mate. You know, there are plenty of kids in our community who are facing all sorts of pressures, which is why we partner with people like Kids Hope Oz and the Holy Spirit to bring hope into their lives. And there are plenty of people in our community struggling with mental illness issues, which is why we partner like with Liberty Church down in Gosford for our friendship club, and that we see the Holy Spirit bring amazing results in people's lives there. There are many homeless and disadvantaged within our community, and they're not sure where their next meal is coming from. It's why we partner with people like CoShelter, and we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us to bring hope into each of these situations. Lewis was just talking before about how there are so many kids in our community, so many young people in our community who are facing hopelessness, and we partner with the Holy Spirit and God brings hope into their lives. It's part of what God does. And the foundation for the hope that he brings is the gospel, the good news of Jesus, the good news that Jesus is God in flesh, lived a sinless life among us, died on a cross, rose again so that we can have relationship with God, so that we can know purpose, so that we can have hope. And one of the practices that we have here at Narara on a regular basis is that we take these simple elements of bread and of juice, and we remember what Jesus has done for us. We remember his body that was broken for us on the cross. We remember his blood that was shed for us, and we take time to remember and to say thank you. And we're going to do that now as well. Over on either side and toward the back as well, there are stations for communion, and mums and dads, you might want to help kids to be able to participate in this as well and maybe explain this to them too. And we're going to be taking the elements, the bread and the cup. And you can eat the bread in your own time, but we're gonna take the cup and we're gonna drink that together. So maybe a mum or dad near the tables, you can take the cloths off. As I said, incorporate your kids in this. Make this a teachable moment for you and your children. We'll eat the bread in our own time and we'll retain the cup so that we can drink together. Let's do that now, shall we? So in eating and drinking, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus, we thank you so much for who you are and for what you have done. We thank you that you are the one that even in the midst of the pressures, you presence yourself with us by the Holy Spirit. And you help develop within us endurance. You help us to be able to keep going, even though sometimes we're not sure how that's going to happen. Lord, not only do you develop perseverance and endurance, you develop character. And I pray for each of us, Lord, that we would be people who increasingly reflect the character of Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for the hope that you bring us as well. The hope of eternity, Lord, but hope in the here and now too, that you are with us by your Spirit and that you are at work amongst us. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done and for who you are. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation from Narara Valley Baptist Church, a church that's desperate for God and passionate for people. To continue the conversation, we invite you to join us Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. or on our website at www.nvbc.info.